COVID-19 continues to impact the aviation industry, and beyond Mango Airlines scrapping all flight bookings from May onwards, flights by South Africa's low-cost carrier were grounded this morning due to monies owed to the Airports Company of South Africa, with fulfilling its other obligations for this month looking to be a significant challenge as well. Aviation expert Joachim Vermeulen joins us now with his take. Thanks so much, Joachim, for your time today. So late this afternoon, we've just had AXA lift the suspension on Mango Airlines with immediate effects. We've got all flights resuming tomorrow. It's been a whiplash sort of day, hasn't it?
Yes, certainly. It's typical of an airline in severe financial distress, unfortunately. And, you know, apart from operating this week, it will probably come to an end at the management's indication at 30 April if the lease payments cannot be made.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the big thing, right? That we're going to see Mango Airlines stop all flights come 1st of May and until July 2021. Have we had any response from the DPE yet? Have you had heard any rumorings, you know, on the corridors about possible conversations that are underway?
No, definitely not. It's a case of spilled opportunities. Remember, the government can really only allocate funds during September, October with a mini budget, and then with the final annual budget in February. And, you know, temporary measures could be handled by issuing guarantees and borrowing money. But I think with the financial distress at Mango and SAA, that's probably improbable. The situation with Mango is that it started off as a very well-run, efficient airline with 4 aircraft. Then it was expanded, in my view, too much to 14 aircraft. And it hasn't published financial results for a very long time. As a result of COVID, it was very clear that passenger demand would reduce to about 40% of what it was during the 2019 year. And many airlines took the opportunity to actually negotiate with the leasing companies to take back or reduce or expand or postpone lease payments. Mango doesn't appear to have done so, as it still has the 14 aircraft on which the lease payments are still due.
How much of that having to do with the fact, Joachim, that it's been relying on payments coming through, funds coming through from government, which have been repeatedly postponed? That's now said to only be received June 2021. I mean, how much does Mango need to sort out things like its creditors?
Well, I think by this time, you know, it's not clear because they haven't published any financial information, you know, but the thumb suck is maybe 1.5 to 2 billion to look at going again. So it's just too much. And ultimately, it's the board's responsibility and that of DPE and the minister to have aligned the company's scale of operations to a much lower level of activity. You know, it was very clear the costs were running and the revenue streams just reduced significantly. So at a point, you'll run out of cash. And it seems to be very unfair for the taxpayer just to have to pay for them to keep up the possible maximum capacity. They had to reduce, similar to all other airlines have to look the COVID situation in the eye.
So amidst all of that, how much of an option really is business rescue? Because that's amongst the proposals, you know, that management has put to the board of Mango and SAA.
Well, I think it's too late for business rescue in the case of Mango. The airline industry has done very well in business rescue, or its American equivalent, Chapter 11. Most large American airlines have successfully been rescued through a business rescue process. However, the process here was still subject to the minister and DPE's views, under which the financial distress actually developed. So, you know, if you apply the same type of thinking, you will get the same type of outcome.
SAA, of course, has been in business rescue since December 2019. Joachim, how are you seeing this aviation landscape shift locally?
Well, today SAA is not in the market at all. It has no impact whatsoever. It has no market share in any of its previous businesses. Mango was about, I would estimate, about 10% of the market activities. And luckily, we have a competitive airline industry, you know, so one needs new entrants to flow in and one needs to allow unsuccessful business models to actually move out. That is the nature of a competitive market, which we all enjoy through having the choice of airlines and a wide range of pricing.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it there, Joachim. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, aviation expert Joachim Vermeulen.